Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorn.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. I got no clue what it is for you. I just know it is the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Hello, everybody. Welcome in. Get at me. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that is. May still be going on for you. I got no clue, but 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. Something crazy happened. Something really, really crazy happened in the sports world. Not even kidding. Not joking. Hasn't happened in like a couple few months. The New York Knickerbockers, they got a victory at home, breaking that miserable streak of 18 straight home losses. It's over. It's done. It got the San Antonio Spurs. Had an awful night, lost to the New York Knickerbockers. And by the way, Knicks actually looked pretty good in that basketball game. LeBron, a little bit upset with his teammates, doesn't think they have that sense of urgency, which is what they're going to need to make a playoff push in the Western Conference, unless it gets handed to them. Because the Clippers, truth be told, I don't know how good that team is anymore. We'll see how they last here through the last 20 games or so. But they do have it. They're in the driver's seat, but we'll see if they can hold on to that. Robert Kraft in the news for all the wrong reasons. When you're talking about things that were going on there in Jupiter, and they have evidence, they have proof, and he's denying it. Or look, it's going to get ugly before it gets pretty. And you know what? Hopefully it just gets underneath the rug and they move on. But the allegations about the trafficking of women and soliciting and this and that is very, very serious. So keep that in mind, people. AB doesn't want to be in Pittsburgh anymore. Where's he going to go? That's an interesting question. College hoops, man, it's crazy. It's really crazy. A lot of upsets at the top. So a lot to talk about. Get at me, people. I got a lot on my mind, if you can't tell. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap. And it is Sports Overnight America as well. I'll be right back, everybody.
How many of us have looked at our finances and screamed, how can we make this much and still have so much debt? It just creeps up on us, right? Unexpected repairs, replace the washer and dryer, medical bills, and the killer, those insane interest credit cards you had to use to pay for it. Here's a really smart move that could help you get on top of your finances. Get a fixed-rate personal loan at bestegg.com. The rates are great right now. Imagine finally being able to pay down those crazy high credit cards and bills and then bank the money you save each month. Consumers have rated Best Egg 4.8 out of 5 stars on Consumer Affairs because of the super easy online loan app that takes about a minute, with no impact to your credit score. Upon approval, funds can be deposited in as little as one business day. Get your bills under control, bank what you save, and take control of your finances with a loan from BestEgg.com. Visit BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan.
Hey, travelers, Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Harper looking for his first career hit against Chad Kuhl. High in the air, left center. See you later. Not bad pop for a leadoff guy.
In the left field, on his way back. Clover with his head down. Goodbye, home run.
It wound up looking like Scope wasn't going to follow him. The last minute, the Brewers pulled off the deal. Soft roller to Machado. He barehands and throws his buddy out.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Get at me. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about these crazy contracts. 1-800-878-7529. Manny Machado, 10 years, $300 million. A lot of cash. A lot of cash and a huge risk when I think about it, because I'm not a huge Manny Machado guy, and there's reasons for it, because I don't necessarily like the antics that he had in the playoffs last season. And I think when you're going to make this guy a dude that you're going to pay $300 million over the course of the next 10 years, and we'll see if that lasts that long, you're heavily invested, and you have to hope that this guy can be the face of your organization. You're going to want to hope that he can get people to want to come and play with him. We see it more and more often, especially in the NBA, with the way that works. And in baseball, I think, quite frankly, I think it could be easier to get a bunch of buddies together. Doesn't matter how much money you spend. From year to year, it doesn't matter. So it wouldn't surprise me if Harper gets $350 million. Really wouldn't shock me. If Machado's worth $300 million, then Bryce Harper's worth $350 million, right? And what I like about Bryce Harper is the fact that that dude is fiery, feisty. He's kind of a pain in the butt. But in a different way than Manny Machado. And I think that when you have superstars or guys that are about to be a superstar or on that level, they got to have somewhat of an ego. They got to have an edge to them. So the question is that edge, is that ego, is that side of them that can be a little tough to deal with, is it worth all the issues and the problems that may come along with it? And at the end of the day, if you win, then I think it's worth it. So we won't know for a little while. But I do think that the window in San Diego is open. They're not that far away. Is this what puts him over the hump? I don't necessarily think so. But is this the start of something that could put them over the hump? And in that division, with what the D-backs did, getting rid of a bunch of people, I wonder how good they're going to be. So maybe this is the year for the Padres. And the Dodgers, look, they're always good. We know that. But maybe, just maybe, those guys down the road from them in San Diego, maybe, just maybe, it's their year. Colorado Rockies could be good too. I don't know. I'm interested to see how the D-backs play. I really am. Because, again, they lost a lot of pieces to their puzzle. And that major one in Paul Goldschmidt, who went to the Cardinals. And I think that they'll be back to a certain degree. I think they'll be – like that division is going to be fun. I think baseball is going to be pretty competitive overall. I think you're going to have some fun races. And I don't think that some of those teams that got to the postseason last year, they may not make it to the postseason this year. We'll see. We shall see. Going to be fun to see how the Yankees are. Is Stanton a little more comfortable now that he's been in New York for a little bit? I think he'll be a lot more comfortable. I don't think the Yankees were that far away. It was really interesting when you think about what took place in the American League with all those teams winning 100 games. Will they do that again? I don't know. If they do, I won't be shocked. If they don't, I won't be shocked. It shouldn't be that easy to win 100 games. But that's also something that you find out in baseball, is that there's a big gap between the top and the bottom. Especially in that American League East, it was brutal. I don't even remember what the exact number was, but I know it was in the 40s or very close, maybe even more than 40s, as far as how many games back behind the last place team was. So there's a lot of free spots on the bingo card, if you will, in Major League Baseball. But I do expect a very intriguing season. How good will the Astros be again? Are the Dodgers like the Buffalo Bills of Major League Baseball? It seems like they can get to the World Series year in and year out, but they just don't win it. What was the Bills run? 4 years in a row, something like that? Where they got to the Super Bowl and they just couldn't get over the hump? Dodger fan, man, you're not that far away. Sorry, it's just the truth. Just the truth. So a lot of interesting things in Major League Baseball. And how will the dominoes continue to fall? There's other free agents out there too. And it's not just Manny Machado who got the $300 million and waiting to see Bryce Harper, what he gets. There's other guys out there. still waiting to be signed. But Major League Baseball is it's also kind of cool to talk about in the sense of it's being played right in my backyard. I do come to you each and every Sunday at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time from the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona. And we're pretty lucky out here. We get to see spring training up close and personal. And I'll tell you what, if you have never seen spring training, you ought to do yourself a favor. Take a little vacation, get away, get to Florida, get to Arizona, and go check out some games and get real close to the action. You know, during the regular season, it's tough to get to these guys. But when you're watching them play in spring training, very accessible, very easy to get to. Autographs, they sign those for you. A lot of balls get given to people. Bats, you name it, man. Batting gloves. You're right there. That's what I think is the coolest thing about spring training, is you are literally right there. And it's not like that during the regular season. Not like that at all. So be pumped up. Be excited about Major League Baseball and the season that is about to come. And they're already playing, man. That's what's even more nuts. We literally just had snow in the Valley of the Sun the other day. That was true. If you saw it on national television, it was real. It was legit. It was true. We did have snow in Scottsdale, Arizona. But you know what? They're able to play baseball. So it's all good, man. It's all good. And spring training is here. And the regular season is literally right around the corner. All right, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. So I'm going to do that. I'll come back and continue talking about the sports world. Not exactly sure what direction. Maybe a little NBA, maybe a little college basketball, but we'll get after it. Believe me. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap, and this will always be Sports Overnight America.
And Lobatone setting up inside. The barrel of the bat flew all the way to the screen, and look at this! See you later on a broken bat! The bat hit the screen behind the bat boy, and Bryce Harper hits it out of the yard.
I think Roy Hobbs just hit a home run.
Fly ball, left center field. That's well hit, and that is going over the wall for a home run. A line drive home run. It's only 8 feet, the wall, in from left field to right, and it just made it over the wall, and Machado hits a home run.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Tech shooting just 36% in this first half. Here's Evans behind a screen from Gray. Met on the switch by Pascal. Looks between the legs. Tries to penetrate. Spins into the lane. Goes up against Pascal, who bodies him away. The shot came up short, and back comes Villanova. Booth lead past DiVincenzo. He goes up, lays it in. Oh, a foul. The basket counts.
3 minutes gone by. 40-29. Loyola lead in ball. Richardson, three straight on. Got it, and he's fouled. He buries it. And he got knocked to the ground by Cam Stokes to boot. 43-29 Ramblers.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorn.
We can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. A lot going on in the sports world. Always a lot going on in the sports world. Let's talk about it. Let's do this, man. Let's do this. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. You know I love interacting with you on the Twitter as well. Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website, too. DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Do want to get into some NCAA basketball, because I think it's starting to heat up as we are approaching the conference tournaments. And we are that much closer to, obviously, March Madness. It's like 3 weeks away now. You want to talk about unpredictable. That's the definition of unpredictable, people. Seriously, no joke. When you look it up and you look up unpredictable in the dictionary, it should say March Madness. Most unpredictable tournament there is. We had a 16-1 for the first time ever last season. Nobody thought it would ever happen. I knew it would happen someday. A lot of people were like, nah, never will happen. Well, it's happened. So who's to say it won't happen again? May not happen to Virginia again, but who's to say it won't happen again? And who's to say it won't happen to Virginia again? Because truth be told, they can go at times where they just don't score. They're very difficult to score on as well, but they can be dreadful at times. Speaking of dreadful, this has been one of the worst Kansas Jayhawk teams that I've seen in a long, long time. Not quite sure what's up with them. Not quite sure at all. They don't shoot the ball all that well. They give up leads all the time. Not very disciplined. So Kansas, they're in the tournament. That's not what I'm saying, people. Just not expecting a lot. Not expecting a lot out of them at all. I might be expecting a little bit out of Kentucky, might be expecting a little bit out of Tennessee or LSU as well, as we now have a three-way tie atop the SEC with those three teams. And right now, I got Kentucky in my top four for teams that will be number one seeds when March Madness does come. Duke's in there as well, and Gonzaga. I think they've been pretty solid all year. And then I guess I'd probably give a little nod right now to Virginia. Those would be my four number one seeds. Duke, Virginia, Gonzaga, and Kentucky. At least right now. Things could change. And I'll tell you what, a number two seed, definitely North Carolina. They're coming up. They're definitely coming up the ranks. And maybe even, you know what, Michigan and Michigan State might both be two teams that I would have as number two seeds right now. Something I want to address before I get too deep into the hoops and the fun stuff. Because Jimmy Boeheim did have something happen that's just awful. And that fatality is going to live with him for the rest of his life. And I don't care what you want to say to me. Ah, Dorf, you know, he's getting away with this. No. You know what? This has got to be one of the most awful feelings a guy could ever have. No foul play, by the way, either. So this is truly something that he's going to have to live with each and every day of his life. It ain't going away. I heard him talk in a conference, a press conference after the Duke game. And he was, you could tell he it was real. This was real emotions about from a guy that is going to have to deal with this each and every day for the rest of his life. And look, hearts and prayers and thoughts with the family, with Jimmy Boeheim as well. Just a tragic situation there. And all you can do is just hope that somehow, some way, everybody can find peace. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about anything else that's going on in your mind. It's always on my mind here, by the way. It doesn't have to be what I'm talking about. And then what about what happened with those Ole Miss players kneeling in response to rallies that are taking place on their campus? I understand it's people's right to rally and things along those lines, but I also think that a university should be able to not let people rally when they're doing things along the lines of where it could be harmful to your university, to be quite honest with you. So I think it's a bigger situation. This had nothing to do with anthems or things along those lines. Nothing about the flag. Nothing about that. So I don't want to put those two in the same category. But I respect those kids for standing up for that, because there's no place for that on college campuses across America. I'm sorry. I don't think there's any place for that. Mm-mm. Sorry. Again, 1-800-878-7529. Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out the website too, dorfonsportsradio.com. Getting back to some college basketball stuff. A few good games, by the way. Michigan State, gets the victory over their rival Michigan, 77-70. Big Ten, and that's the interesting thing there about the Big Ten. We're not talking much about the Big Ten. If there's a team or two that I do think that are dangerous, Wisconsin will be in there, Maryland will be in there, Purdue will be in there. Michigan and Michigan State, those are two teams that could be dangerous, and they may have a real good, solid run from in a tournament. They're teams that could do well in the tournament, if you ask me. Well coached. I mean, they can lock you down. I think Michigan State held Michigan to 4 points in something like 10 minutes and 25 seconds, some span like that throughout the second half. That's top notch. Sorry, that's top notch. I hear the music behind me, but that's unbelievable stuff. Villanova, a little shaky in that loss against Xavier. Arizona won big over Stanford, but I don't think it's a big deal. They're going to have to win the tournament, the Pac-12 tournament, to have a chance to make it. A lot of interesting stuff going on in college basketball, and I can't wait for March Madness. Can't wait for the other side. Talking a little NBA hoops, man. LeBron not happy with his teammates, and we'll get into maybe what I think will happen for the final few games, final few months, and then we'll get into that postseason action. Anyways, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'm going to do it. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back.
Evans moves to his left, shuttles it to Justice on the right wing. Free throw line extended, shot clock down to 10. Justice lost the handle. Brissett the steal, right to left. Brissett sprinting ahead, missed the layup. Tyus battle to follow. It swirls around the rim and drops down, plus the foul. Tyus battle, a chance at a three-point play.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text MAIN to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text MAIN to 42424. That's M-A-I-N to 42424.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published.
travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And a shot by Reeves, turned aside by Holtby. Thrown by Theodore, and that block down. Theodore again crossed over, lost it, but back to Englund, and his shot is directed to glass. Another try in front. Bounce round, score! Tie game again! It is Reeves!
Terry Rozier drawing some traffic. Who's going to take the big shot? Tatum, and Tatum scores! Boston on top!
Now, back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Get at me. Let's talk about some NHL. Let's talk about some NBA. Let's talk about whatever you want to talk about at 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. Follow me there as well. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And since we heard some of those highlights, let's give you some scores from NHL hockey. And Rangers Capitals had a good one. Overtime action. Capitals get it done 6-5. Red Wings lose to the Sharks 5-3. Senators go down to the Flames 2-1. Stars beating the Blackhawks 4-3. Blues beating the losing to the Wild in overtime 2-1. Jets lose to the Coyotes right here in Phoenix, Arizona. 4-1 was the final of that one. And I want to go through some of the standings for you because, truth be told, it's been just unbelievable watching this Tampa Bay Lightning team. They just don't lose, man. Winners of 8 straight, a 47-11 record overall, just running away with the league right now, 98 points overall. Incredible. The Bruins, 81. That's the closest to them in their division. And then the Islanders at 79 points, Capitals at 77. That's the Metropolitan. And by the way, the other one I was talking about was the Atlantic, where you have Tampa Bay and Boston on top there. On the other side in the Western Conference, Winnipeg Jets, 78 points out of them. Nashville, 77. Calgary Flames, the closest thing we have to the Tampa Bay Lightning, they've got 85 points. So they're not even really that close, if you can understand what I'm saying. And then the San Jose Sharks, 80 points for them. Vegas Knights, heard a clip of them, 69 points for those guys. They should make the playoffs. Hopefully they hang on. That's in itself, that's kind of a cool story, to be quite honest with you. That would be nice. Show that they're not just that one-year wonder, I guess. And then the NBA stuff, man, I hit this one earlier. Knicks do something they haven't done in a long, long time. That's win at home. 130-118. That's what they beat the San Antonio Spurs. DeMar DeRozan led the way for San Antonio, 32-9-4. And Dennis Smith Jr., 19-6 and 13 assists to lead his New York Knickerbockers to a victory. Much needed. They're in Madison Square Garden, something they haven't done in forever. It's just kind of crazy. Nuggets 123-96 over the Clippers. Magic 113-98 over the Raptors. That make it interesting as far as the Eastern Conference goes. If the Raptors or the Bucks were to wind up going on any sort of a streak, I don't see the Bucks doing that. I see the Bucks continuing to win. And by the way, in case you didn't know, I live in the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona. But I am from the great state of Wisconsin, and more in particular, the city of Milwaukee. So if there's anybody listening to me on Sirius XM, Channel 211 there in Milwaukee, love my people in Milwaukee. Love my people all over the world. Love my people all over the globe. Get at me. Let's talk about NBA basketball. Let's talk about anything that you want to talk about. 1-800-878-7529. But I don't see the Bucks faltering. I really don't. I see them continuing to have success. Bud, tell you what, man, his style, it seems pretty contagious. seems pretty contagious, man. Pass the ball, shoot the ball, get up and down the floor, make plays for your teammates. Sounds fun to me. Doing it with one of the best superstars you could do it with in the league right now, in Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak, who may very well be the MVP of this league right now. Could make a case for Paul George, could make a case for James Harden, of course. What those guys have done has been pretty solid too, not going to lie. But I think the consistency of what Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks have done throughout the season, and I think they'll continue to do this as well. Don't think it's a fluke. Will Toronto falter a little bit? Indiana, nobody's really talking about them. Only 5.5 games back of Milwaukee. They've got 40 victories. Doing it without Victor Oladipo, by the way. They're going to have to play without him the rest of the way. Did make a nice pickup in Wesley Matthews. I like that. He's not Victor Oladipo, but it's a nice pickup. Philadelphia, I like what they did with Tobias Harris. That was good. Get themselves another guy that can go out there and make plays. Great idea. I didn't mention Mostarevich for the Bucks. Another guy that spreads the floor for them. Gives them a lot more length to go out there and defend too. And Brook Lopez, man, I said this a long, long time ago. Really did. I said, you know what? Everybody thinks that LeBron James going to L.A., unbelievable. What a great free agent signing. There's this guy in Phoenix, Arizona, by the name of Andy Dorf, who does the weekend recap on Sports Overnight America. 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time every Sunday night, going into the wee hours of the night and all over the world. He said, you know what? I don't think so. Right now, he looks pretty good. Looks pretty good. I don't know, man. I don't know. I love the NBA, and I feel like I've got a really good pulse on what's happening. I think I got a pretty good idea of what could take place. And I think if the Milwaukee Bucks don't get to the Eastern Conference Finals and maybe even pass that to the NBA Finals, I'll be shocked. I know they haven't won a series since 2001, people. But when you do what they're doing over the amount of time that they've done it, sooner or later you got to buy into it. And those players they have, Giannis is a superstar. We all know that. Middleton was an all-star. Bledsoe's damn good too. Brogdon, second-round pick for that guy, and he was a rookie of the year? Are you kidding me? Mostarevich, Brook Lopez? Again, like I said, Dorfman said it a long, long time ago. That was the best free agent signing, not LeBron James. Brook Lopez to the Milwaukee Bucks. Spacing the floor out for Giannis Antetokounmpo so he can run up and down the floor and throw it to Chris Middleton, throw it to Brook Lopez, throw it to Eric Bledsoe, throw it to Malcolm Brogdon, the president, throw it to DJ Wilson, throw it to Ilyasova, throw it to Mostarevich. What is he doing? He's throwing it to a bunch of shooters, people. That's today's NBA. And I think they have the most shooters in the Eastern Conference. That's what I think. on the other hand, in the Western Conference, look, it's boring. I'm sorry. It's boring. There's a couple things that are interesting. Like, I personally feel that Golden State's coming out. We know that. However, their defense is not what it has been. And why is that? Why is that? Boogie Cousins, that's why. You know, as good as a guy can be offensively, he's terrible for them defensively. They cannot defend the pick and roll. What does Milwaukee do a lot of? They do a lot of pick and roll. That's why they'd be a really good matchup against the Golden State Warriors. That's how you beat Golden State, right there. Pick and roll. Because their bigs can't really roll. They're not defending very well. Watch what I'm seeing here. Denver's good. Don't get me wrong. I like their game. I like watching them play. Fun to watch. Oklahoma City, fun to watch. I love Russ. Love Russ. Paul George is a damn nice compliment to him, too. They're both nice compliments to each other. Grant has come on. Steven Adams. They're solid. But I don't see them as a real threat to the Golden State Warriors. Portland, they got a nice squad too. Don't really see them as a threat to the Golden State Warriors. Houston, nice squad again. Don't like the style that they play. Don't really see them as a real threat to the Golden State Warriors. Utah Jazz, look, they got a bunch of nice players. And they're fun, but I don't see them as a threat either. Same thing goes with San Antonio. You know, Popovich, another great coaching job, right? Just continues to get his team into the playoffs. Doesn't matter who suits up for him, the San Antonio Spurs. No more Tim Duncan. No more David Robinson. No more Tony Parker. But good results. Not the same results as he used to have, but good results. And then you have the Clippers, who, to me, this is the story, folks. This is the story. Who's going to get the eighth spot in the Western Conference? I think San Antonio will hang on. They'll be in the playoffs. But is it the Clippers, who basically gave away everybody they could on that roster? Is it the Sacramento Kings, who they're fun to watch too, by the way? They've played Golden State real well. Four games that they've played with them by a combination of 12 points is what they've lost to them by. So those games have been fun to watch, and they're fun to watch. And I do think that De'Aaron Fox, that dude's going to be a really nice player in this league. And same with Marvin Bagley. I love that guy. Love Marvin Bagley. Are the Lakers going to make the playoffs, though? That's the question. Can LeBron will this team to win? I don't think so. I really don't think so. And I think that's the story. That's also something that the Dorfman said. The Dorfman said two things, and they're coming looking really good right now. Brooke Lopez will be the best free agent signing, and that LeBron wouldn't be good enough to get the Los Angeles Lakers into the playoffs. I got to take a break, so I'm going to do that. I'm going to come back, wrap things up, Dorfman style, give you that final thought. It is the Weekend Recap. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, it's Sports Overnight America.
Uh-huh. Wetzel, great play to take it away from Wilson. Chandler in the count on the finish. Wetzel just popped it up there for him. Set that one on the tee.
That is a lot of points.
Yep.
This ball off the floor. Block shot, Giannis. He just knocked it away from Clint Capella.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back for the final time, man. People, I love talking to you. You know that. Thanks for checking me out on SiriusXM Channel 211. I know you have choices, and I'm glad you make the choice to hang out with me here and there every now and again, Sundays at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Again, get at me on Twitter, too. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Three things I got to get in before I get out of here. Trent Richardson continuing to have a career revival. Three more touchdowns for him in the AAF. Good to see that. Always good to see people being able to come back from adversity. I'll tell you what, if there's something that I can appreciate about people, that's definitely it. I love seeing people come back from adversity, which is a good segue to the next couple things I'm going to talk about. AB, Antonio Brown. Look, I think the big question is what are you willing to give up to get this guy on your football team? What does he do to your locker room? I know what he can do on the football field, but how much you have to give up and what does he do to your locker room? And then the last thing I want to get in before I got to get the heck out of Dodge, and this is also about adversity. You know what? Robert Kraft, man, got himself in a whole heap of trouble down there in Jupiter, Florida. And you know what? He's not alone. Heard he's not necessarily even the biggest name involved in this. But truth be told, trafficking of women, that's just not right. It's not good. It's one of the worst disturbing things you can have. Very, very disgusting. So hopefully this thing gets all sorted out. I know I got to get the heck out of Dodge, so I'm going to do that. Thanks to Scott, as always, man. I know everybody. I love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap, and this was Sports Overnight America. Thanks, everybody.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
It's time for the attack here on Sports Overnight America. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, yeah, I'm live from New York, and it's 3:06 a.m. in the morning out here. And we're very, very happy to have you as part of the show. This is Sports Overnight America. I'm Bob Black. This is the Sports Attack here in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We've got a big show out in front of us today, as we always do. All things happen over the weekend. It just does. It's just part of the deal. Then it goes with the territory. So I get to backtrack all the way to Saturday, and even Friday evening sometimes, and talk about some of the stories that have occurred and all the fun and frivolity that goes along with it. We have great storylines. Some NBA, as there were a couple of really good basketball games as the association is back in full swing. Some college basketball as well. Coming off the back-to-back incidences involving, unfortunately, Syracuse with Jim Boeheim and Duke with their star player being out for a minimal period of time, but still out. The two teams met. We'll talk about that a little bit. But, you know, in proof that no matter how rich you are, sometimes you just need a helping hand. And we'll talk about Robert Kraft and his little escapades going forward and what it means for him going forward, and the continued hatred and vitriol that will come towards the New England Patriots just because, well, he was looking to have a happy ending. That's literally what it comes down to. We've got some Major League Baseball as well. Thank goodness spring training is in full swing. This Saturday and Sunday, when I had the opportunity, I parked my hind end on the couch and just watched a little bit of spring baseball. Got to listen to Keith Hernandez and Gary Cohen and some of the Yankee announcers as well, and that was well worth the trip as I put my hind end down there and looked at palm trees, which is a good thing. Our soldiers, sometimes they get to look at palm trees, sometimes they look at desert, sometimes they just look at prairie, but they're out there each and every day protecting us. Part of the American Forces Radio Network, which is part of this network, we love being a part of it. These guys and girls are out there protecting our sick, so if you see somebody in a uniform, do me a favor, go up, give them a hearty thanks, and then be on your way. We're on our way to the commercial right now. When we come back, Kraft, not mac and cheese. Well, it could be. He could be kind of kinky. I'm Black, you're not. Get over it.
I'm Nick Ebram. I like to have a nice, smooth shave. I do have a goatee. I like to make sure the skin around it is nice and smooth. And you know, when you're using one of those disposable razors, you never know what you're going to get. You don't get a great shave. But I tell you, I have found the solution to my shaving issues with Harry's razors. Non-slip, comfortable handle. I think these are absolutely the best. Right now, you could get a $13 value trial set. Comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle, a 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip, a rich lathering shave gel, a travel blade cover. You can get a $13 value trial set right now. Go to harrys.com/worldsoccer. Go right now, harrys.com/worldsoccer. Redeem your offer right now and let them know that I, Nick Ebers, sent you. harrys.com/worldsoccer to go get your Harry's razors.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're the family chef, but with homework, practices, email, getting a good meal on the table is tough. Sometimes the best choice is the easy choice. Delicious Bob Evans mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, made with ingredients like real milk, butter, potatoes, and cheese. Bob Evans sides are ready in the microwave in 6 minutes, and they're the perfect complement to any meal. Once your family tries them, it'll be love at first bite. Get Bob Evans sides today in the refrigerated section at your favorite grocery store.
Bob Evans down on the farm.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
Okay. Welcome back. Well, you know, there's always an interesting time. Anytime, see, they always say this about players. And that's, you know, all that downtime in the off season. It's the same thing in baseball, same thing in basketball. When free time is on the hand of these athletes, they ownership holds its breath in the off season of just making sure that, God, I hope our guys don't get into trouble or have a drug bust or a DUI or something along those lines. And sometimes you got to wonder about ownership. You know, those rascally guys will play along, and, well, you know, on February 22nd, it's now February 25th, Robert Kraft decided to visit Jupiter, Florida, which he's been known to go to Mar-a-Lago and a bunch of, I think he has a home down there in the off season and all that kind of good stuff. Well, he went to a day spa because, you know, he had to have his nails done or something along those lines. Anyway, you know, he was struggling. He was having a rough day, so he decided to get a helping hand or two and got arrested for soliciting a sex act. So he's now public enemy number one, and he certainly is involved in human trafficking because I saw him smuggling people out of the Patriot locker room. Oh, no, wait, that was officials with footballs. Look, I don't want to make light of it, at least not too much. But Kraft went to a massage parlor for a little happy ending and decided to get himself arrested. You know. Which, by the way, which I find hilarious. The Rub and Tug has a big red sticker on the front door because it's been shut down by the sheriff's department. And NFL fans from around the country are flocking to said day spa in Jupiter, Florida, and are doing selfies out in front of the building. They felt it was the place to be. Now, RK is 77. He's single. He has a girlfriend. But he's single. And he, with 25 other people, one of which supposedly is a bigger name than Robert Kraft, and that name hasn't been announced yet, included John Childs, the Boston hedge fund guy, golfer Johnny Del Petre, who was dating an LPGA woman, not any longer, and the former Citigroup president, John Havens, who's 62. Now, you're talking about a billionaire, a millionaire, a close to a billionaire, and a billionaire. This place must have been special. It must have been special. I don't know what to say, to be completely honest. It's embarrassing for him. Now, and anybody who knows anything, and you've been on the street once or twice in your life, but the sex trafficking aspect of it is real. Not by Robert Kraft. Just the fact that prostitution in this country is illegal encourages sex trafficking. The illegality of it encourages smugglers who promise poor young women jobs when they come over to the United States, and they get them over here and they're basically forced into servitude, and they go into these parlors and, you know, live a life that they don't want to live. They're not held in chains. They're not, you know, strapped into cargo containers or anything along those lines, but it's not a good life. And for me to make light of it, I'm not going to do it from that aspect of it, but it's all over the place. I'm sure there's one in your town. It's just what they need to do realistically, and I'll go on the political side of the street for this brief instant, is legalize prostitution. It's in Nevada. It works fine. The girls are checked. It's a choice, not something they're forced into. You have to clear the medicals. It's just stupid at this point in time, honestly. It's just stupid. And if you partake as a male or a female, for that matter, you have nobody to answer to, that your spouse or significant other, or if you're spiritual, your God. And that's it. You know, it literally what it comes down to. And unfortunately, this is going to drag out, and he's going to have to, I think he goes to court today. It's a misdemeanor. I mean, ultimately, you know, I mean, they're talking about jail time. Daily News ran this ridiculous article on he needs to be banned from football. Oh, okay. Any of you guys remember the Super Bowl down in Atlanta the first time? When a certain defensive back for the Falcons got popped the night before the game? You think this stuff doesn't go on? What do you think was going on in Vegas when the NBA All-Star game was there? You think it was all, hey, I like you. Oh, I like you too. Why don't we go upstairs to my room? Yeah, okay. Give me a break, please. Come on. And now they're talking about how Robert Kraft was mingling with hot Asian women before the Super Bowl. Obviously. I mean, you know, now it's a trend. You know how they break down film to see what tendencies are in the National Football League? Well, you know, why not? You have coordinators. Maybe he has a coordinator for this. I mean, now, supposedly, in the days before the Super Bowl, outside his, to quote the article, swanky Florida condo. You can't make this stuff up. Frisky frolickers milled about with the 77-year-old billionaire on the sand as a young male worker nationality not determined, carted out a collection of sporting goods for them, boogie boards, paddle boards, and an umbrella for shade. The hotties were hanging around outside the house, and Kraft was walking about with them. Then he ducked inside his double unit, which is next to the famed Breakers Resort in Palm Beach. It was unknown if the sun lovers had anything to do with the Orchids of Asia Day Spa. It's a good name for a spa. After Kraft was allegedly caught on tape paying for sex acts. They call him Big Bobby. Thanks, Scott. You're very strong. You play baseball. You have a nice bat. Seriously. This is the storyline. I'll tell you. Okay. It's a stain on his life. Ultimately, he's still a billionaire. He's still going to own the team. He'll probably get some discipline from the NFL, and that'll be it. All right. When we come back, a little bit of Major League Baseball. We're going to continue with our Florida theme because they're actually playing baseball games, and I love it. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
What's your rush, though, buddy? Let's see if you slip in the back seat and make a man out of me.
We should have smack you around for a while.
Can't we do both?
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
3-1 delivery to him, and he rocks one way back in left field. They turn to watch. And goodbye, home run off the facade of the second deck. Machado with a swing and a drive to left field. Benintendi setting up at the wall, and that one's gone.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Well, we continue in Florida and Arizona, for that matter, and not down in Palm Beach and not at a happy ending day spa. Although there's probably some of that going on. Well, maybe not. I would imagine the players are, you know, what do you say we go to the hotel? That's a good idea. 1-800-878-PLAY. This is Sports Overnight America. I'm Bob Black. Scott Cuddy making sure it stays on the rails. And no happy endings here. You know, I look and storylines are going to abound in baseball. And spring training, finally into gear. Games are being played. Like I said, I got to park it on the couch on Saturday. And Sunday I got to watch the Mets get spanked by the Astros. But, you know, spring training really doesn't mean anything. You know, you look at some of the moves that were made in the offseason, and obviously the biggest, Manny Machado's contract, $300 million. He's with the Padres, and we'll see. Supposedly, the Phillies are structuring a deal with Bryce Harper, but nothing is on paper. And there are a couple of teams that, at least the people I've talked to around the country, are still in play. And the dark horse is still the Giants. And San Diego is trying to make a move on him as well. If they could corral the two biggest free agents of the offseason, what a coup that would be for a franchise that's been in the doldrums for so long. Because their farm system they're following the exact blueprint that the Houston Astros did. They're spitting out big-time major league prospects. You know, scouting has gotten way past the fat guy with the cigar sitting in the stands. It's using analytics, college level, high school level. Some of these guys, within a year or two, they're in the majors coming out of college. You know, they're keeping them down in the minors for 5-6 years. That doesn't fly with most organizations anymore. And when you look at it and you look at the top prospects in Major League Baseball, right, they go to teams that have been bad for quite a while. Now, you take it back to next year, last year, I should say, and the trade last July that sent Manny Machado to the Dodgers. 50th ranked prospect is Yuzanel Diaz, who's an outfielder. He was a Double-A last year with 11 home runs, 15 home runs, 45 RBIs. And he's not a pop guy yet, but he's got a plus arm, plays really good defense, and is a very good base runner. You look at Peter Alonso, who on the very first pitch he saw in spring training this year for the Mets, hit it over the center field fence. He's no joke, 6'3", 245, and can hit off speed pitching. Not bad. But you look at teams that traditionally have been struggling. And I'm looking right now, you know, Justice Sheffield got traded by the Yankees over to Seattle when they traded James Paxton over. Sheffield's going to be their guy. He's going to be a number two or number three. A.J. Puck for Oakland. Here's another guy, 6'7", 221 pounds. He hasn't even filled out yet. You know, but when he's healthy, man, and he's already undergone a Tommy John, he throws in the high 90s. I want to get to the Padres, though. This is where it starts to get interesting. Like I said, they got Manny Machado. Should they be able to get Bryce Harper? Here are a couple of guys in their pipeline, right? Luis Urias. He's a second baseman, small dude, 5'9", buck 85. 8 home runs, 40 RBIs, 30 doubles. He's a slash guy. He can hit. but he's probably going to be, what was he, a AAA last year? He could make the team this year. We'll find out. But again, a highly ranked prospect at number 41. A little scrolling down. You got, I'm looking at catchers throughout the pipeline. Here's another one. Francisco Mejia, 23-year-old dude. Right, 14 home runs, 68 RBIs. Now, this is a deal that they made with Cleveland where Brad Hand, who was their closer, they sent him to Cleveland. They set the setup guy, Adam Simber, if you remember. And both those guys helped Cleveland get to the playoffs yet again. You sacrifice the good for the major league ready sometimes. Well, this kid's a real deal. He's going to hit 280 to 300. They don't know if he can play everyday catcher. They've had him working in left field. They had him working at third base. He may end up being a guy that they flip yet again to the American League where he can DH, or they hang on to him and eventually he becomes a DH in the National League whenever that ends up coming to fruition. But you look at the depth of these farm systems. Their 20th ranked prospect is the left-handed pitcher, Mackenzie Gore. And, you know, he's playing an A-ball, but he's got such a live arm. Mid-90s fastball, three secondary pitchers. He's got a curveball, a slider, and a changeup. He's 19 years old. You know, again, you can see this blueprint, which is not dissimilar to Houston. And they're not afraid to roll the dice on the kids and then supplement with veterans. Now, the only caveat that I'll throw up there is whether or not having Manny Machado is the guy. Now, Fernando Tatis Jr. comes in. Here's a guy, 6'3", 188 pounds, still trying to fill out, 16 home runs in Double A. They're probably going to be able to keep him in AAA one more year and then move him up. And he'll play third. Machado will play shortstop. But they're not going to keep him down long. They can't. And as the number two overall ranked prospect in Major League Baseball, just behind Vlad Guerrero Jr., who's going to make the Blue Jays this year, you're talking about a guy in that lineup. They'll have a bunch of young talent in that lineup, supplemented with Machado, who made a statement in his press conference that one of the reasons why he signed with San Diego, aside from the 300 million reasons of them, was the fact that he liked the approach that they were taking in that they're sprinkling in a bunch of young players with guys like Eric Hosmer, like Manny Machado, and maybe Bryce Harper, if they're willing to spend on that. Now, if they do that, if they're able to get him, and quite frankly, I think he'd be a great fit down there. It's the perfect city for him. Not that he disliked Washington, because he obviously didn't. But San Diego's got everything you want. Perfect climate, laid-back environment. And Harper, intense on the field. And this is one of the great misnomers about Bryce Harper. Here's the thing. They don't know how to pigeonhole him. And what I mean by that is this. He is as intense a human being on the field as you could possibly find. He busts it. He's all about power. Not a great fielder, but still a very good one. Plays right field. Has a great arm. Not a great defensive player, but good enough. Don't forget, he played center field for a while, so he could swing over to that position too. It's average defense there and above average in right field. But you know what it is that people in my business can't figure him out as a human being. You take it all the way back to that time in Toronto when he went up there and they were talking about the fact, you know, he was 18 years old. Now you're in a city, you can drink. Are you going to take advantage of it? He was like, that's a clown question, man, which it was. He called out the media. So the media doesn't like him. They want to find flaws with him. And anywhere he's ends up, San Diego or, you know, wherever, they're going to try to find flaw with him. Because they don't like him. He doesn't fit the mold and fall into line like all the other ball players. You know, he walks to the beat of his own drummer. He's a kid literally since the time he was 14 years old. They knew he was going to play Major League Baseball. So, you know, again, we're going to see there's a lot of young talent on the horizon for these teams. And some of these free agents sprinkled in, not a bad direction to go. All right, you're listening to Sports Overnight America. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. When we come back, we take a trip to the association, which is in full swing as well. Don't go anywhere. This is great stuff.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
A major data breach just exposed millions of Americans to a crime that could cost you your home. Here's retired FBI agent Art Fitzenmaier for Home Title Lock.
Title fraud is one of the fastest growing crimes, and in a moment, I'll tell you how to find out if you're already a victim. Home mortgage files are kept online now, and breaches like this could put you at risk of losing your home. If you have a home loan through a major bank, your mortgage and private data may have been stolen. Scammers forge documents stating you sold your home. Then they'll take out loans on your property and stick you with the payments. You won't know until late payment notices show up or you get evicted. And no bank, insurance, or identity theft programs protect you. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock protects you from title fraud. Now here's how to find out if you're a victim.
Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register for your title scan and report. $100 value free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
What a town. Tampico.
You said it, brother. If I could just get me a job that would bring in enough to buy passage, I'd shake its dust off my feet soon enough, you bet.
Yeah. Well, if I was a native, I'd get me a can of shoe polish and I'd be in business. I'd never let a gringo. Sit on a bench till you're three quarters starved. You can beg from another gringo. You can even commit burglary. You try shining shoes in the street, peddling lemonade out of a bucket, and your hash is settled. You'll never get another job from an American.
Yeah, and the natives would hound and pester you to death.
Some town to be broke in.
The town isn't.
Yeah. Well, Tampico update brought to you by our good friends at the Weather Channel, weather.com. It'll save your ass. Scott's in his glory, man. I love it. 68 for a high. Feels like 68. High was supposed to be 65, but they already cranked it. 20% chance of rain. Not too shabby. You know, it's okay. Low's going to be 67. So they're pretty close to that. What a nice place. Palm trees. It's the theme of the day. It's palm trees in Tampico, Mexico, because it's still the coolest city ever. Tampico, Illinois. Well, yeah. It's 7 degrees. Feels like minus 13. The high is going to be 18. So, you know, you got some sunshine coming out, and it peaked out behind the clouds. No chance of precipitation. When that happens, problem right now is wind gusts are like 20 to 30 miles an hour. Could occasionally go over 40. So that'll rattle your cage. You know, the low is going to be 2. Well, at least it didn't drop into negatives, but 2 in Tampico, Illinois, until the 20th of March, because it's about, 150 miles west of Chicago, the coldest bleeping city ever.
Hey, you should take a fellow American to a meal.
Yeah. That's pretty hardcore stuff. 1-800-878-PLAY is phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Back to the association in full swing. The biggest storyline, I guess, and of course the drama known as the Los Angeles Lakers, and I want to opine on them a little bit, but they were down in New Orleans and LeBron, they asked him on Saturday after they lost to the Anthony Davis-less New Orleans Pelicans. Try saying that three times fast. 128-115. He questioned his teammates yet again as to whether or not they have the experience to grasp the challenge at hand and help the franchise qualify for the playoffs for the first time in 6 years. I want to clue you in, LeBron. They don't care what you think. You know, LeBron has been having people kiss his ass for so long that he actually thinks nothing comes out of the back door and it smells like a rose garden. Well, I'm here to tell you, it does. And they don't want to hear you anymore. All of these guys realize that most of them are going to be gone next year. You've already laid it out there that you want a super team. I would suppose the only one worthy in LeBron's eyes of being a part of that team would be Kyle Kuzma. Everybody else is expendable. The bag of jock straps. And I'll tell you something. He couldn't be more wrong. And what he's done is set up a toxic environment in a toxic town with toxic ownership and toxic management. Is it fair to Jeannie Buss? No. I think she's trying to do the best she can. But another one whose poop doesn't stink, Magic Johnson, has set himself up as an untouchable the same way that LeBron has set himself up as untouchable. Now, understand something. I'm not taking anything away from LeBron James's legacy. They've made the finals. He's made the finals, I should say, his teams, the last 8 years. And he's been in the playoffs for 13 straight years. The only time he didn't make the postseason was the first 2 years of his career, and they literally had nothing around him. Well, the core of the team as it stands right now. Five of the guys on the team, Kuzma, Ingram, Hart, Wagner, and Caruso, not David Caruso, have never even sniffed the playoffs. And I don't remember them being there when Ball was there either, but just saying. You know, this reeks of 2014-2015 when he was bitching about Kyrie Irving and Dion Waiters, two first-rate players. You know, when he throws it out there that somehow he's carrying the cross up the hill, Sisyphus pushing the rock up the mountain, and he's going it alone. Here's a concept. They don't play defense. And one thing about LeBron's game, and he'll commit defensively, but the fact of the matter is he's 34 years old. He plays a ton of games. You know, he got injured this year, but you know, you can never credit his or discredit his ability to get out on the basketball court. But the reality is he can't play defense anymore, or at least not as hard as he used to. Rondo's older. They blow around him on defense. He's a terrific distributor. But they faced a Pelican team where Jrue Holiday dropped 27 and 7 assists. Julius Randle scored 24. Don't they wish they had him back? Elfrid Payton had 14 and 9. No, he's not the future at point guard, but still. And Chick Diallo, who went 8 for 8 and 19 minutes off the bench. 18 points, 10 boards, and 2 blocks. They outplayed him. You know, they had the win right out of the box with the All-Star game against Houston. And a lot of that was LeBron's defense. But he can't do it in back-to-back games. Now, you know, he's talking about, oh, I'm so huge on chemistry and camaraderie. All right. Well, you know something? You got half the roster that knows they're out the door next year because of you or your statements on what you want in a basketball team. So, I mean, yeah, you can huff and puff all you want. There's no commitment to what you're hoping to do. And like I said, you look at that box score. He dropped 27. Brandon Ingram dropped 29. Everybody else struggled. JaVale had 10. Reggie Bullock had 9. Kuzma had 16. How do you think Kuzma feels? Last year, they were talking about him being a breakout star out of his draft class and maybe being a perennial all-star. And now he's a bag of balls. And, oh, by the way, when they do make the deal with New Orleans in the offseason, he's prospect number one. He goes. The bench, although in theory has talent on it, Tyson Chandler's 100 years old. Rondo's coming off the bench. This I don't understand. He needs to be in the starting lineup. Luke Walton's going to be the sacrificial lamb. I expected the hammer to drop, quite frankly, during the All-Star break, but it didn't, and management kind of committed him. Jeannie Buss saved his job because Magic wanted him gone. But Jeannie Buss stepped in and wanted him gone. I should say, from being gone. But he's not going to survive the offseason. You think in any way, shape, or form that LeBron's going to take a hit on this? Or that Magic Johnson, the legend, is going to take a hit on this? The two of them are combining to do what they did best in their career, and that's kill coaches. Luke Walton is probably lining up his next job already. Hopefully with New Orleans. Seriously. Who would want to coach LeBron James? Ask David Blatt. Ty Lue was a puppet. They couldn't get him out of there fast enough when the season started with Cleveland this year. He was LeBron's boy. The only coach that survived LeBron James and has proven he could stand on his own two feet is Eric Spoelstra, who, if you remember at the time, kid coach, they weren't even sure about him. They're like, oh, LeBron's coaching the team. Well, it turned out not so much, because you don't pull that crap with Pat Riley, who actually knows how to run an organization, although he screwed up recently. But you look at it, and you look at the Pelican roster, they're 27 and 34. They've got some talent on that team. Where they go from here remains to be seen. But Lonzo Ball's going to be part of the deal. Kuzma's going to be part of the deal. And when they go into battle next year, they're going to be a pretty solid team, New Orleans. I'll go with Randall and Kuzma and Okafor as my front line, and Lonzo and Holiday as the backcourt. That's a playoff team. I don't know that it's a championship team, but it's a playoff team. And you have Payton coming off the bench where he belongs. And Williams coming off the bench where he belongs. And Cheek Diallo coming off the bench where he belongs. And you've got some decent depth. And Anthony Davis could go play with LeBron, with L.A. They're still not going to have three-point shooting. And they're still going to struggle. See, I said this when he made the move. Now, again, they're going to bring in Anthony Davis, and they're going to be a playoff team. And in the wild, wild west, you know, maybe he gets Kyrie back. And depending upon the defections with the Warriors in the offseason, because they got a couple of guys going into free agency, maybe some of them walk, maybe they don't. But when you figure that Klay Thompson, that Durant, and Boogie are all free as a bird after this year, you got to figure they're going to lose one of them, more than likely Durant, and maybe two. Maybe they work out an accommodation where Boogie Cousins stays. If I was him, I'd want to stay there. But the money will have to be right. But I'll tell you this, and I said it when he signed. He's not going to win another championship. And he's going to get smacked around by the media. And I'm not going to say rightfully so. I'm just talking about this year. What he's done in his career, he's one of the top five players in the history of the game. I'm not going on him as number one. I don't care about that debate. You've listened to the show forever. You know I don't give a you-know-what about that. Any of it. But in reality, the mess he's created in L.A., that's how he's going to end his career. And they're going to win some games, and the expectations will be there, and he'll get another year older and another year older and another year older. And guess what? He's not going to be hoisting a trophy. I'm telling you this. I'm telling you now, and I'm telling you it's going to happen. All right, let's go to the commercial. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up here in the attack. I'm Black. You're not. He's Cuddy. You're not. We'll be back.
Kyrie Irving out near half court. Pull up. Crazy deep.
Oh, he hit it. Got it.
Kyrie, don't do it. Kyrie, I'm having a heart attack.
Leonard, oh, that is a man's jam. Kawhi Leonard to the rack.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Yeah.
Well, everybody but James Dolan, who should have been tempted, but, you know, he's recovering, and we respect that. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. Knicks broke their 18-game home losing streak against a pretty good team. The 7th seed out west, San Antonio Spurs, last night, and I got to tell you, I watched some of that game and before I had to go to bed, and they played a damn good basketball game. They really did. And the thing about the Knicks, as bad as they are, and they're going to finish with one of the three worst records. I don't think they can catch. Chicago? Yeah, I think it's Chicago. But right now it's the Suns and them. And, you know, there's just bad basketball teams all the way around, but they're going to have a 1-in-3 chance of getting the number one overall pick. That's what it comes down to, because the top three in the weighted lottery, this will be the last year of that, get the same amount of balls. So they got a 1-in-3 chance of landing Zion Williamson, which is the guy they'd like, obviously. But they beat San Antonio, beat them like a drum, and they've got some pretty talented young kids on this roster. Yeah, they lose a lot. But you look at that box score from last night. Knox with 19, Smith with 19, Damian Dotson with 27, and Mitchell Robinson with a double-double, 14 boards, 15 points. The future is not completely dead. But I'm dead. No, not really. Just dead for this particular 23-hour period of time when we'll come back and talk to you again. Thanks to Scott. Thanks to you. Make sure you stay for all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Adios.